33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. So we were talking a few minutes ago about that new state law. This is its first full week in force, a potential fix to our troubled foster care system. It moves foster care away from a state-run system, closer to home, you might say. Some of the state's responsibilities, like case management, will be shifted away from state government offices to private nonprofits or local governments. And what might this actually look like? Well, there is only one organization in the whole state that's up and running with this community-based care model. In fact, they've been at it for 3 years now. ACH Child and Family Services in North Texas. The Standard's Becky Fogle wanted to find out if what's happening in Fort Worth is the future of foster care across Texas.
Steve Klingscales was a little reluctant to become a foster parent when his wife Deidre first brought up the idea. But lots of prayers, nearly 11 years, and about 70 foster kids later, the two have become outspoken advocates for taking care of the state's most vulnerable children. They even traveled to Austin earlier this year to talk with state lawmakers face to face.
They got to hear our stories, and, you know, you could definitely see the compassion that they had. And Governor Abbott hit a home run.
The Klingscales live in Cleburne, 30 miles south of Fort Worth. Steve says before the community-based care model was put in place, they used to get kids from all over the state. These days, the kids they foster hail from seven nearby counties, like Tarrant, Palo Pinto, and Parker. In fact, some of the kids are from so close by that when it came to one mother who had her kids removed by Child Protective Services...
I bumped into the grocery store with the two little girls that we had.
And after CPS reunited the girls with their mom, Deidre says now she's a dear friend.
You know, when I struggle with, am I doing the right thing by taking care of someone else's kids, she's always there to give me that, you know, pat on the back and say, you know, please continue to do this.
This is what community-based care is supposed to do. Keep foster kids close to their home communities so they can stay in their schools, still see their friends, and even increase the likelihood that they're reunited with their families when appropriate. And Wayne Carson thinks taking a more local approach to foster care makes sense. He's the CEO of ACH Child and Family Services.
Nobody cares more about the safety of our kids than we do. I know that our folks in Austin are very concerned about the safety of our kids, and rightly so, but we're the ones taking care of the kids, and we're the ones who feel responsible to them.
Carson's organization has been pioneering the community-based care model in Texas since 2014. That's when the state turned over management of foster care in a seven-county region around Fort Worth to ACH. When that happened, it was ACH's job as the lead agency to get more than 40 organizations that serve foster kids and families in those counties to work together as one network. And Carson says because this model is tailor-made to the community's needs, it makes it easier to respond to crisis faster than a solely state-run system, especially in a place like Texas where one size doesn't fit all.
The solution to these problems is going to look very different in El Paso than it looks in Fort Worth, or it's going to look very different in Tyler than it looks in San Antonio. That's the beauty of the model, is that with good leadership, communities can identify, you know, what resources do we already have in place that we can use and what additional resources need to be built.
Which sounds great and is why lawmakers voted to move Texas's foster care system in this direction. But people like State Representative Gene Wu, a Houston Democrat, worry it might be hard to replicate ACH's success.
You know, if there's some way we could clone desire and clone this love of doing public service, we would be doing great.
Wayne Carson thinks the state has crafted a great performance-based contract that allows lead agencies like his to innovate while still meeting state standards. But at the same time, ACH did a few things that went above and beyond what the state required.
In doing our due diligence for this project, we did go to other states to see how are other states doing this, because the idea for this model is not new.
With this extra effort in mind, Representative Wu, who voted in favor of expanding community-based foster care, expects two types of groups to apply. One is counties.
The second one are organizations who are willing to take a hit.
Over the last 3 years, the nonprofit ACH actually lost money. Carson says they spent $6 million building up services in the region they managed. Considering this extra investment, I asked Carson, does the state really need to privatize the foster care system to get better results? Or did it just get bad results because it was underfunded for decades?
I think more resources certainly would have helped. I'm not convinced that some of the things we've done were even possible to do in a statewide model.
ACH's three-year contract with the state ended on August 31st, and they're renewing it. Carson emphasizes that they're committed to seeing this model succeed in Texas. And so is the state itself. The Texas Department of Family and Protective Services already announced it will be setting up the community-based care model in a series of West Texas counties next. For the Texas Standard, I'm Becky Fogle.